So right now, for example, I don't know how often you see non-smokers, people who've never smoked, or maybe oligosmokers of 15-pack years, et cetera, in your practice. Right now, when you see them, for example, with metastatic disease, what's your algorithm?
Well, usually erlotinib or Tarceva is going to be right on the top of the list.
Really? Before chemo?
Yes, or with it. Even with it. I know the data with chemotherapy doesn't show, but that was unselected. Well, not an enriched population.
Right. Right.
We don't have a lot of data. We only have anecdotal data on chemo plus Tarceva in this group. My bias is it's going to be even better. But, you know, you're not going to cure these patients, and Tarceva alone would be a reasonable first choice in a non-smoking woman with adenocarcinoma.
So same patient now in the adjuvant setting, would you consider erlotinib?
With a non-smoker?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would. Again, there's no good data, but the scientific logic of it to me is more important right now in a patient's situation. In that situation, I would use erlotinib.
Interesting.